10 seconds left. Chris Kreider shoots. Glove save. And they hold on to it. Are they going to let the clock run out? No, they stop it at 3.6. That was a nice effort by Kreider.
And
I don't understand that. They've taken the time off the clock.
No, they can't be. That's got to be an error. There was a mere 3.5, 4 seconds remaining. And, we got the officials going to go put some time on the clock. That's not right.
No, it isn't. They open up the penalty box door. And they are discussing how much time should be up. I'm going to guess about, 3.4? I don't know. Just a guess.
And that empty net goal scored by Parker Kelly is fifth of the season. How about that? 5 goals for Parker Kelly. And 5 goals entering tonight. Nathan McKinnon with the first assist. Brock Nelson with the second.
Face off. It's over now, folks. 36 shots apiece. So the Ducks came back to really make an effort to come from behind, but it wasn't to be here. Colorado wins the game by a 4-1 count.
I quickly want to just reiterate that the Anaheim Ducks, they put up a really good fight. How about this? All tied up, 36 shots on goal per team. The faceoff narrowly edged out there, probably on that last one by Colorado. But how about this? Hits, 24 for the Anaheim Ducks, 16 for the Colorado Avalanche. Block shots, 19 for the good guys, 13 for the Avs. And takeaways, 7 for the good guys, 6 for the Colorado Avalanche. So by no means was this a blowout. And I know it was 4-1. It just wasn't played that way. Yes, Avs had the better start in the first period. They finished stronger. But I tell you, the meat of this game right in between, the Anaheim Ducks very much in it. So a lot of positive takeaways heading to their next game in Detroit.
All right, I'm going to do a finally billboard close, take a break, and then come back with Emerson and Alexis and our post-game wrap-up. Say, Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network tonight all season long. To this point, brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature, all in the name of a healthier Orange County. Discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. So we'll be taking a break. I want to personally thank Jesse, our on-site engineer, for some outstanding work. He's been with us in the past. And for Mr. Edom, you're going to hear more from him at Alexis. So thank you for listening. Let's take a timeout. Come back with on Duckstream, powered by Tudor.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your local Honda dealer. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Get 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines on clearance with big savings on the full Honda line. Gas, hybrids, and EVs. All new Hondas are in stock. Honda, KBB.com's best value and performance brand. This is the time to get a new Honda with clearance savings. Search your local Honda dealer today.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water, nothing else.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at AnaheimDucks.com/promotions.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Well, all good things come to an end, but nothing to be too upset about for the Anaheim Ducks after having a lot of success. 7 straight wins in a row. That comes to a close tonight. The Colorado Avalanche taking down the Anaheim Ducks 4-1 inside Ball Arena. Welcome into our postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. Emerson Needham also joins us to chat about this game here tonight. Emmer, welcome in. Let's talk about this one. It wasn't for a lack of effort from the Ducks. We saw a lot of good things from their game tonight, but Colorado is just truly, I mean, they're showing why they are the best team in the NHL right now.
Yeah, look, AD, it seems as if the Anaheim Ducks have met their match, right? And it's one thing that, look, they put themselves a lot of this game in a situation to come out with the 2 points until it just got away from them. Tough breaks. You had the delay of game, right? You had the puck going out of the into the crowd there from Ian Moore. That was a tough break. You can't have. Those are the controllables, right? That's the game within the game that you just try to limit. So that was a tough break. And there was just some sequences. I just thought that the better team in the first overall were the Avs, even though, Leo Carlson and that big-time play there. Look, it still was the Avs period. I thought the second period it was all Ducks, but the team for the better portion of this hockey game that was executing better was the Colorado Avalanche, and that's how it showed up on the scoreboard, AD.
That was the case here in this game tonight. Yeah, Emmer, as we get into the highlights, let's start in that first period. Arturi Lehkonen, the first goal scorer in this game for Colorado, giving them a 1-0 lead less than 30 seconds into this game. And Lukasz Dostal had a big night in net as well, making some timely saves. One of them also was on Lehkonen during the Ducks' penalty kill, 6:45 on the clock.
Here's McKinnon cross ice. They go in front of the net. Can't get a shot away. McKinnon will try. Instead, dishes off Taves. McKinnon now on the other side. A one-timer. Huge save. And then Dostal goes sprawling. And one guy, Lehkonen, can't believe that he made the stop. And quite honestly, I can't either up here. That's a game saver.
And he was really pressured early in this game, Emmer.
Yeah, it could have been 4-1 early on if it wasn't for the Dostal. So, yeah, that was a big-time stop. How about Lehkonen? And I mentioned it. I warned everyone on the pregame show there that, look, between him, Olofsson, these guys are coming along. And I don't know. You could have the argument that Lehkonen was the game's best player overall. So, I mean, he was very impactful for his club. So was Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar. Just the guys who needed to show up for them did. Guys who needed to show up for the Anaheim Ducks did as well, but just not as much.
Mm-hmm. Lehkonen, a two-point night, also had three shots in this game. Obviously, a big goal for him early, but a big save for Dostal. Up in that first period, it was Leo Carlson getting his 100th career NHL point, 18-16 into the first.
Here's Troy Terry. Maybe he can score before the intermission horn. Here's Fuba in front of shot. They score! And Anaheim will get the tying goal with a minute 44 left. And guess who got it? Number 91. He's pretty talented, isn't he? It's a 1-1 game.
Can't say enough good about Leo Carlson, and it seems like Steve kind of spoke that one into existence as well.
Yeah, and that was a quick play. That was all Jacob Trouba is doing. I mean, the fact that he chipped it by both of those two players, once on each team, he goes behind the net, and look, who knows? He didn't hope play. He didn't force anything. I didn't know what he was going to do, but it was just a quick heads-up play through a nice little sight line, little shoulder check, looking over his left shoulder, seeing who was tracking to the net while Leo Carlson was backdoor. And I tell you what, AD, how fun is it going to be watching Leo Carlson on the world stage there at the Olympics here coming up in the new year? I mean, just to watch this young stud on the games, well, this is the game's highest level, but that is just a whole nother level, those Olympics. And he's ready to dominate that tournament. I can't wait to watch.
I'm so excited for that as well, and certainly I know the players seem to be very excited, although we still have quite a bit of hockey before we get to that point. But yeah, Leo is going to be a star in that. Can't wait to watch it coming up in February. But as for this game here tonight, 1-1 after that first period, we moved into the second. Colorado got another goal, and it came from Gabriel Landeskog, his first regular season goal since March of 2022.
Well, guess what? You've read it right there. They've been getting double shifted a lot of this game. Oh, there's a breakdown.
A save by Gostko on the first shot, and then the second shot. And the Colorado Avalanche get another one on the board. And it's now a 2-1 lead for the hosts.
So that goal would end up being the game-winning goal, Emerson. And what a moment for Landeskog, too.
Yeah, look, he's been injury plagued there over the last couple of years. Of course, he had that conditioning stint there with the Eagles in the American Hockey League. How about that? Packing that house and watching the longtime Avs captain get back into game shape. And, well, it's been some up and down hockey for him. Obviously, entering this game with only 4 assists in the 16 games played, but guys like that are able to adjust. I think his teammates are well aware of the injury troubles. And look, he's not the same player. He just isn't. He's a tad bit slower. He's been able to fill roles on the PK, heavily used there. So they're finding ways to utilize him. And as you know, we just heard, just in tight play, those are the types of goals that we can anticipate. He's been that type of player around the blue paint. I get it, but you know, he's going to be stationing himself there more and more over the course of his remaining years of his career, right? A lot like Chris Kreider, slowing things down, finding those dead spots, letting his skilled line mates do all the work so he can cash in, as he just did on that play.
It's really impressive that he has been able to come back to the game, and then obviously a big moment for him to score in this game here tonight. 2-1 after that, the final two goals from Colorado coming from Martin Natchez and then Parker Kelly in the third period. He got an empty netter. Final score, as we said, 4-1. Emerson, wanted to read you a text that we got here on the text line not too long ago, and kind of get your reaction to it, especially after we saw the penalty that Ian Moore took here tonight, that delay game penalty. This message reads, in my opinion, defensively, Ian Moore making some costly decisions along with Minty's turnovers. Offensively, man, Beckett is making some rookie-looking mistakes. So your thoughts on this message?
Well, that's some harsh criticism there. But hey, look, we're all ears when it comes to your text messages. So I get things. If a few guys had some off nights, I could look back in the Vegas game too, where you could look at some of the guys in the bottom six and did they have their best performances? No. I think you can chalk this one up as kind of the same, where you had some guys continue to go. A lot of double shifting with the Leo Carlson line as Coach Q. He needed that speed. He needed that skill on the ice more often in tonight's game. Makes sense. But yeah, for those guys in particular, I saw Emor have a great exit. He put it against the guy pressuring him between his legs for the exit pass. So there was that great play. He still made some great execution. I mentioned Pavel Mintikov there in the far side defensive zone corner where he kicked it. He was being pinned up, at least his upper body was, and he kicked it with his skates for an exit pass there. Hey, maybe you can chalk it up as maybe there was some more even negatives than positive, but I thought the positives were really good for those guys. So, look, there was a couple of off plays for guys in particular, but at the end of the day, this is the best team in the league, the Colorado Avalanche. Look at their record. It's just, it speaks for itself. So, yeah, the Ducks have definitely, out of all the teams, out of the tough schedule so far for the Ducks, making this schedule look a lot easier than it should have looked. Like this Colorado Avalanche team, no joke. And, the Anaheim Ducks, they had a tall order here tonight.
One more quick one for you, Emerson. The Alex Killorn major that was ended up not being called. What did you see on that?
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I here's how I read the situation. They said that Nate just followed through. No, he followed through, but there was still time for him to recover and put his stick down. He didn't recover with that stick because he was anticipating the hit coming from Alex Killorn. So in my opinion, a bad call. Wasn't even in my, or at least on my radar, them coming up with nothing. They did indeed give Natchez the rough. And I just think that was kind of a, we don't want to get in trouble with this one, so we'll add it to give him the nod for roughing. So at least there was something out of that whole. That's what came of it. But at the same time, that was not a follow through. That was an anticipation of the hit with leaving his stick high. That should have been a 2-minute minor worst, maybe even a game misconduct, just because of him not indeed following through. And it was egregious.
Good to get your opinion on that, and hopefully Alex Killorn is doing okay after this game here tonight. Emmer, I know that you guys are staying over in Colorado tonight, it sounds like. You're going to be heading to Detroit tomorrow, so best of luck with the travel. Looking forward to this next Ducks game in Detroit on Thursday.
When in Denver, right? I'll grab myself a quick bite to eat here, head back to the room, study up on some game film, AD. I am looking forward to even myself getting better for the next tilt in Detroit. I can't wait.
All about that. Student of the game. We love to say that here, Emmer, always. All right. For those listening, stick around. We have a little bit more for you on the post-game show. Send us your thoughts on this game here tonight, 714-439-8422. We'll be right back.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you don't have gas in your home, but something doesn't smell good.
Ew, what's that smell?
If it smells like rotten eggs, there could be a leak in your neighborhood.
Now what do I do?
If you suspect a leak, move fast, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
From a safe location.
But I don't have natural gas in my home.
Gas lines are buried all around, so even if you don't have gas.
I know, call 911 and Southwest Gas.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, an exclusive OA member vest, and new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Welcome back into the post-game show. The Ducks falling on the road as they began a three-game road trip tonight, starting in Colorado. The final score 4-1 in favor of the NHL's best team right now, the Colorado Avalanche. And they really showed us why they are in the position that they are. They are a physical, fast, and hardworking team. And that's something that we've seen out of them in more recent years, obviously since they won their Stanley Cup back in 2022 as well. But overall, this team is dangerous. We knew that it was going to be a big one for the Ducks coming on the road into Ball Arena. And unfortunately, not able to get a lot of early jump in the game. And I think that ended up kind of making a difference in this one. We saw a lot of good things, though, from the top line tonight with Leo Carlson getting the lone goal for the Ducks. His 100th career NHL point. Very exciting for him as well. But he now becomes the only Ducks player to 100, or the youngest Ducks player to 100 points in franchise history. So big honor for him tonight as well. The assists on that Carlson goal, Jacob Trouba and Troy Terry. So good to see Troy Terry also get a point in his hometown. Wanted to go through a couple more stats from this game here tonight. Shots on goal, both teams, 36. Each team had the same amount. The Ducks, majority of their shots came in that third period, 17 of them in that final frame. So it wasn't a lack of shooting the puck or trying in this game, because the Ducks did have plenty of chances. But Scott Wedgwood in the net had a really strong night for Colorado, making a lot of good saves. And, you know, that was certainly one of the difference makers, the goaltending in this game. And despite what the score says in 4-1, Lukasz Dostal also had a lot of big saves in this game. That fourth goal for Colorado coming on the empty netter. So he went 32 for 35 in the net. And then, of course, Wedgwood going 35 for 36. So goaltending, we knew it was going to be important in this game. And we knew it's something that, or we know it's something that the Ducks can easily rely on, as we've seen this season. So that's for shots on goal. The Ducks the Colorado Avalanche had the better percentage in faceoffs tonight, just only by a little bit, though. 51.7% they ended up with. And the Ducks, actually, after the first period, were leading in faceoffs above 50%. So hits-wise, the Ducks were playing a bit of a physical game as well. 26 for Anaheim, 16 for Colorado, 19 block shots for the Ducks. I think about a couple shifts in that second period that Colorado had. They were just putting the Ducks back on their heels, stuck in their own zone, a couple longer shifts, and wow, they connect the puck so well with their passing that it's almost like it's on a string sometimes, the way they move around. In the Colorado moves around in the O-zone. That was very impressive to see. Also impressive to see as Colorado was able to get that power play goal in the third period from Natchez. That was from Ian Moore's delay a game penalty. Unfortunate for the Ducks on that end. We know that discipline has been something that's been stressed by the coaching staff after the last couple, more than a couple games. And unfortunately, the PK given up that one power play goal tonight. So PK going 3-for-4 and the power play on the other side of that going 0-for-2 tonight. Only two shots on goal in those two chances. Now, kind of goes along with what we were talking about, that non-call, I'll say, on Alex Killorn, that high stick that he got, that he ended up, it drew blood from Natchez, and no major penalty there, nothing. So, you know, I just think about how that could have made a difference in the game if the Ducks had got that power play or extended power play. It would have been a 5-on-3 very likely. So that one hurts, but you can't look back. You got to look ahead now and look at what's ahead. So let's get in a message from the text line before we take a quick break. Daniel from Corona said, well, all good things come to an end. Hey, this same idea. Yes, unfortunately, didn't feel like we ever grabbed any momentum tonight, but hopefully a good learning opportunity for this team to make improvements and move forward. Still leading the division, and we love to see it. Yeah, I was looking at the standings still. The Ducks sitting at the top of the Pacific, even despite this loss. Now their record 11-4-1, still 23 points, 16 games played. So right behind them is the LA Kings, and they did win tonight, a big win in Montreal on the road. So they have 20 points, so still 3 points behind the Ducks. The Ducks have a nice lead still, and that 7-game winning streak certainly helped them out on that end. But yeah, I agree with the fact it didn't feel like they got any of the momentum. I did really like the end of the first period. I feel like that was maybe one of the strongest stretches for the Ducks in this game. They were really possessing the puck, pressuring, put up a good, I don't exactly know the number of shots in that final, say, 8 minutes of that first period, but I liked the play that we saw there. And I think some of it was translated into the second period. Obviously, they were shooting the puck a bit in the third. But yeah, it felt like a game that Colorado controlled, and that was the difference maker here tonight. So we're going to take another we'll look ahead to the rest of this Ducks road trip. Also get to our text line once again and wrap up this post-game show.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water, nothing else.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the products for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limits apply. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Become an Orange Alliance member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
We're back with our post-game coverage, wrapping up this Ducks game here tonight. Unfortunately, their win streak coming to a close, but Leo Carlson's point streak did not come to a close, as he is now at 11 straight games with a point, which still leads the NHL for active point streaks. And when you take a look at the points leaders around the league, we knew coming into this game tonight, Nathan MacKinnon leading the way. Well, he continues to lead the way. Leo Carlson tied for second now with Macklin Celebrini, as Macklin moved up on that end. So all good things on that end for Leo Carlson. His line, the best line for the Ducks tonight. And, you know, they need that line to be the best night in and night out. That's why they're the top line. And Leo had 6 shots on net. That's what he ended with. Cutter right behind him at 5. Jackson Lacombe had 4. So, again, the Ducks were shooting the puck like they have been all season long. Just one of those games where they were not able to get it by the netminder and Scott Wedgwood. I mentioned what a good game he had. So big night for him. Colorado Avalanche, they keep it rolling and they stay atop the West. 4 wins in a row now for that team. Now, as we look ahead for the Anaheim Ducks, taking on the Detroit Red Wings next, and then they'll travel to Minnesota on Saturday. We already have seen the Red Wings this season. Back on Halloween, the Ducks hosted them and it was a 5-2 win. So that was obviously a part of the Ducks win streak, but you know, that was a big win for the team, and have no doubt that they're going to bounce back in that game on Thursday. So let's get another message in here on our text line. Red from Buena Park said the Avs were the faster, sharper, and more dangerous team. They had higher danger chances and their passing was more crisp. The Ducks' offensive execution just was not there today. Other than Leo Carlson, no other forward in particular was outstanding. Tough fact, the Ducks are 0-4 when they score 2 or less goals. You know, I was thinking about that. When was the last time that we didn't see the Ducks put up a lot of goals? Really 4 at this point? They won in the shootout against the Florida Panthers back on October 28th, 3-2. But prior to that, I mean, yeah, that loss, that's what I'm looking at. That loss in Chicago, they only put up 1 goal there. And that loss against the Carolina Hurricanes, 1 goal there, and the season opener as well. So not too often this season, we don't see the Ducks put up more than 1 goal. So it kind of speaks to offense has been gelling, and good to see Leo Carlson extend his point streak tonight, but got to see everyone, you know, contribute in order to have a successful night out. And like I said, I really think this team is going to bounce back from this one on Thursday. You know, I think there were certainly some frustrations in this game tonight, but I will say discipline wise, you know, it wasn't that we were seeing too many, it wasn't that we were seeing penalties late in the game in terms of, you know, frustration. So you got to appreciate the fact that the team was able to not let the game get out of their hands on that end and hold together the emotional side of it. So that also speaks to the growth of this group and the maturity of this group, even though they have so many young players. So like I said, next time out for the Ducks Thursday, it's a 4 o'clock Pacific time start. So we will have the pregame show for you, maybe on your drive home from work if you're getting out early to watch your Ducks, or if you're just finishing up your afternoon. We will have it for you at 3:30 right here on DuckStream. And if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of Steven Emerson's call of this game here tonight, you can on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, the final in Denver, Colorado, 4-1 in favor of the Avalanche over your Anaheim Ducks. Thank you for tuning in to the postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Have a great night, and we will see you on Thursday.